Books and Brewskis, made by the men for the boys.
Hey, this is Locker Room Conversation.
What's up, everybody? Episode 29 tonight. I got Christian here. It's a nice little Friday night. Fall life right now. Football's going on with the high school boys. All of our athletes are playing. I guess one of my athletes' teams are getting killed.
I was wrong. I forget that stadium's back, score wars backwards.
So they're
I just love their 21 up 21-6. They're playing Bear Creek.
Oh yeah, Bear Creek's. I like it. Well, anyways, we're here drinking. I don't know, what'd you make, Christian?
So
it smells like a Ford Loco.
It smells like a Ford Loco. It's really just, what's the Victoria's Secret vodka?
Vodka.
Yeah, that vodka that's out in your fridge.
Victoria's Secret.
I don't know. It like has the pink Victoria's Secret logo on the side of it.
Oh, I think that was for Lake Powell.
It was from Lake
Powell. Yeah. I don't know.
And it was a monster.
It's good. It is good.
Is it actually?
Yeah, I like it.
Come on, I made a mixie for us.
A little mixie for the boys and that.
That is actually really good.
It is good, man. It's got a good little taste.
Why didn't we do that at Lake Powell?
Well, I mean, we just were drinking all the other shit at Lake Powell. I mean, I don't know if my body could take liquor.
I had four months a day.
The week after Lake Powell, or the few days after, I was in withdrawals from alcohol. That's how hard we went at Lake Powell.
Shane turned into an alcoholic for a week.
Yeah. And I felt real withdrawals, man. Like, shivers.
Dude, I stopped drinking the last 2 days while we were out there, so like I was fine when we got home. You and Jake were dying.
Well, one of the last nights we drank like the whole Kraken.
Oh yeah, I forgot I did drink.
Like half the Kraken on the last night at the campfire. We were just hammered.
I don't remember the last night at the campfire, so.
You don't remember?
No. I also don't remember. There was one night.
Remember waking up naked on the
side? I didn't wake up naked on the side. I do remember. I'm not that dumb. There was one night that I drank from like 4 o'clock until like 1, and we were sitting around the table up on the beach, and I kept looking out like on the lake, and the moon was shining, and there was like a line from the moon on the water, and it would like cross and be 2, and then it'd be 1, and I'd lose focus, and it would cross and be 2, and then I'd try to focus in, and be like, I'm not that drunk, I'm not that fucked up, and I'd like focus in. And then I just went to bed, and I laid down the top of the house.
Well, you weren't just drunk. I mean, we had some other party favors there, so very Dwayne.
Yeah, but I was spinning on top of the houseboat, and then I saw a shooting star, and I fell asleep.
Nice. So, did you make a wish?
I was too drunk to make a wish.
You're like,
you know that video, the double.
I wish we didn't crash the jet.
Dude, have we told the Books and Brewskis people that yet?
No. Yeah. I mean, that one. Let's just say, you know, we sent it a little too hard.
You know that video with that, I can't think of the guy's name, the send it guy, where he jumps the fucking, what's the thing that goes on snow? The snowmobile, he jumps it onto cement or something.
Oh yeah, that was
us, basically. With the jet ski and rocks.
Let's just say 3 grown ass men on the jet ski.
Which is rated for 600 pounds.
Yep. And, we're going down the canyon, and, yeah, the weight, I couldn't turn it, so there's a rock, and we jumped the rock, and it was a good time, and my dad got mad. The end. I'm going to take a drink. But, yeah, good times at Lake Powell, always good times. Anyways, book of the month, this month, we got Belichick. One of the best coaches, if not the best coach ever in the NFL. It's crazy. Well, you can't say anything that he's not. Look, a lot of people don't like the Patriots. I don't like
Deflategate.
The what?
Deflategate.
Spygate.
Tom Brady's cell phone Deflategate.
Tom Brady's cell phone.
What else is going on? No, he's a great coach.
He's a great coach. I mean, when people look at Belichick and, like, the Brady era, they talk about Brady's, like, the best QB ever, which he done a lot. I mean, he won, what, 5 Super Bowls? And he will go down as one of the 6, I don't know, 5 or 6. But he will go down as one of the best QBs to ever play. But Belichick was the answer, basically. He was basically the key. And basically, and you can see this with Cam Newton. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Still you can see it with Cam Newton now. He does it with every player. Belichick and the Patriots is a team that if you have a football player that needs to rebuy their NFL career, go see Belichick.
Basically.
And he does it. He does it every time. It's crazy.
You look at it like this. You have Tom Brady. Okay, and everyone, the whole argument before the season, is Tom Brady a system quarterback, or did Tom Brady make Belichick and Josh McDaniels and the whole coaching staff? You look at it now, Tom Brady's doing okay down with Bruce Arians. Bruce Arians is another great head coach.
Yeah.
Great offense, but Tom Brady forgot what down he was on last night. So he might have CTE, we don't know.
Yeah.
Belichick, if you look at his career as a coach, he was not the greatest coach with the Browns, but they probably made a mistake firing him.
Yeah.
And then he came to the Patriots, and basically from off the bat with Bledsoe, he was a great coach to Tom Brady. Then you had Tom Brady get hurt. You got Chad Henne comes in. They win 11 games. And this was in like 07. And then you have Brady got suspended for Deflategate for 4 games or whatever. And Garoppolo comes in and plays well. He gets hurt. And then Brissett comes in, plays well. He gets hurt. And then Tom Brady came back.
Yeah.
Then all these quarterbacks go other places. Jacoby Brissett goes and starts for
the Colts
for a few years until Philip Rivers comes in.
Jimmy G's in San Francisco going nuts.
I mean, you look at
it just breeds people.
It's like the coaching tree and the quarterback tree that comes out of the Patriots goes other places and they flourish unless you're Josh McDaniels and the Broncos. Anyhow.
That's true.
But you look at these coaches.
All the coaches that he was under. I don't know all of them, but like he's had a lot of coaches that were underneath him and then they went on to either be offense coordinators, head coaches at other teams, and it's like crazy to see a type of leader that one coach can be. And I'm excited to start this book. I just got the audio book and I'm excited to listen to it. But it's cool to listen, especially like a coach at a professional level and us being sports performance coaches, just to hear like, how do you be that top leader? How do you lead people and change the game? How do you get people to follow you? And I mean, me being interested in like the sports psychology realm, it's really cool to see how he goes about this, and it's going to be awesome to read this book about how does he change these players, how does he grow these players, what are his ways, what are his techniques, what skills does he go through. So I mean, it's going to be crazy to kind of see that with, you know, everyone that he's taught before. So not just Brady.
So just to backtrack, I pulled up his coaching tree and I'm just going on pictures here, but you got Mike Vrabel, you got what's his name that just got fired by the Texans, I can't think of his name. He's a great college coach. Kind of sucked with the Texans.
Yeah.
Bill O'Brien. Then you got Nick Saban's on here. You got Romeo Crennel on here. I mean, he's worked with all these guys. The Miami coach right now, Josh McDaniels. I mean, you see what he does with the offense. I mean, he obviously sucked with the Broncos, but I think he was trying to be too much Bill Belichick with the Broncos. Matt Patricia, who is absolutely dog shit in Detroit, but great defensive coach.
I mean, he's done okay in some...
Yeah.
Some seasons he's done okay, other seasons.
Bill Parcells is on there. Who else is on there? Yeah, Nick Saban.
It's crazy.
There's some names that I don't know. Pat Hill, I'm not sure who that is. But yeah, there's a lot of college coaches on here. Iowa's coach is on here. I mean, there's code like the coaching tree, if you look at it, and the quarterbacks that have kind of popped out underneath Tom Brady. Not that Tom Brady could give two shits about mentoring a guy underneath him, but I mean, as a quarterback, I feel like even if he's not there mentoring you and teaching you shit, you're still sitting there and watching him in meetings and you're around him all the time, you just pick up on stuff. So I mean, just like, you know, Peyton Manning, he probably gave two shits about Brock Osweiler in 2015 and the years before that, but you know, Osweiler's around him, you pick up on his
style,
his style of how he carries himself. So
but I mean, It's weird to see now, like, Tom Brady go to the Bucks, and now...
And forget what town it is.
Yeah. So he's having success, but you can tell he's not the same Tom Brady. And that just goes to show how powerful, like, Belichick's coaching style is.
I have an opposite argument to that.
Go ahead.
Okay. So Tom Brady, 20 years, plays in the same offensive scheme, plays in the same coaching experience in the same organization. He goes to a different organization. Gronk goes to a different organization. Gets all these different moving parts, right? Yeah. Is it Tom Brady sucking and not being in the Belichick system, or is it a new offense, a new style of coaching, throwing his game, having his game regress due to that? Because if you look at game four, what was last night, week five? We're in week five already.
Week five.
Yeah, so we look through games 1-5, and the team itself and Tom Brady's improved every week, but yeah, he's not the same Tom Brady that he was. And you can, counter that same thing. Peyton Manning comes from Tony Dungy and Jim Caldwell, right?
Yeah.
And then comes straight over to Denver and has success right away. So.
Yeah, so, I mean, Peyton Manning's clearly learning a new system.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying is, like, Bill Belichick's system was still super successful, and him knowing that really helped him out, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, Belichick was still able to change it every year to make him successful every year.
And not so, even every year, week to week.
Yeah. And with him, of course, you're going to a new coach, you're going through a whole new team, you're going through a whole new system. Like, yeah, it's going to take a learning curve for sure. I mean, he was pissed last night when he lost. Like, with the whole situation, that when he was yelling at his O-line, like, all this shit was just going on.
Nick Foles.
But that's what I was saying. Nick Foles is like the only one who's beat Tom Brady still.
I saw a stat today. It was like four quarterbacks that have the most wins without any losses to Tom Brady. Nick Foles, 2-0. Brian Greasy with the Broncos, 2-0. Jake Plummer, 3-0 with the Broncos. There was another quarterback,
And then Eli.
Eli had losses. This was like the most wins without a loss to Tom Brady. But also Eli Manning. I mean, hey Tom,
it's just funny
what happened there twice.
But I don't know. I mean, the Bucks, they still got a lot of holes in their team.
They don't have Chris Godwin, who's
arguably the best wide receiver in the NFL, one of the best wide receivers, basically. So you just got broken pieces right now.
Yeah.
And that was like the first time last night that Gronk actually did something. Like,
Gronk's been non-existent this entire season.
Yeah, he hasn't done anything, so it's kind of wild. But going off of that, though, I mean, it's going to be cool to see the style that Belichick goes about, but like the way that he's able to grow the Patriots every year.
Yeah.
Year in and year out.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see.
How do you be successful every year? And that's, I think, what's going to be one of the most, lessons that I want to learn from how he goes about it, is to be successful year in and year out.
Yeah.
And that's, the process that he has to go through.
Yeah. And I guess, there's a huge transition right now going on in New England, going from Brady to Cam.
Yeah.
Cam's a completely different person than
When
Tom
was the last time Belichick had a running QB?
A running QB that has a lot of attitude and a lot of character.
And loves to
wear weird outfits.
did you hear Cam Newton? He said at some point that he has never wore the same outfit twice.
Like after a game?
No.
Just in general.
In general, like, Jesus. He would show up, never wore the same outfit twice, and I said,
why?
So you're literally buying one piece of clothing, like, every day that, like, changes your style?
He probably has, like, an outfit designer or something like that.
No, yeah, that's what he has. But, and I'm like,
no, and I think, everybody was worried about Cam going to New England. Like, oh, Bill's going to shut him down. But Cam seems to be himself.
Yeah.
And you wonder how Bill...
Well, Cam was a great quarterback for the Panthers. He just... I don't even know what happened.
Von Miller. Von Miller became his dad.
Is that what happened?
Super Bowl 50. And then the first game the next year.
No, did he got hurt.
Yeah.
He got hurt. Well,
yes, he emotionally hurt after losing the Super Bowl with the Broncos. No, and then he fucked his shoulder up and then jacked with his throwing motion and then he fucked his ankle up.
And then
he kept playing with it.
And they dropped him, right?
At the end of the season, in the offseason last year. And they're rolling with Teddy Two Gloves now.
Teddy's actually doing pretty good. Right?
I started him in fantasy last week.
Did you?
Yeah, over Carson Wentz. Yeah.
Carson Wentz did good last week, though.
Yeah, Teddy did better. So
I'm going to start Teddy this week.
You can't. I have Teddy.
No, I know. For my betting.
Oh. Who do they play?
Atlanta.
Oh.
Who gives those thousands of pass yards?
In the fourth quarter. Because they love blowing
people. They can't. They just love blowing people, at least.
Nice.
I feel bad. I like Matt Ryan, though. Good man. Drew Brees, on the other hand, I feel bad for him.
I'm telling you right now.
Thomas, who's on my fantasy.
They need a new head coach. Dan Quinn ain't getting the job done. Why are you losing?
Yeah, it's... I mean, it's clearly...
Yeah, it's not an athlete thing. Or
I mean, it's not necessarily the head coach. I think there's way more that goes into that. You got the offensive coordinator, you got the defense coordinator. Unless Dan Quinn's the one who's calling the offensive coordinator. Yeah, I don't know. Not all the head coaches do that.
A defensive coach. Or a defensive-minded coach.
Well, I mean, clearly their defense needs work. Because they can't hold.
They have large holes in their defense that love getting filled by other teams.
Jesus.
Drink
to that one.
Nice. I totally just blanked on what football thing I was going to start talking about. So sorry, everybody. But let's move on to basketball. Psych.
No, they don't like basketball.
Because LeBron's a baby and it's all...
Did they win?
I don't know.
I think they played...
As soon as the Nuggets fell out of it, I stopped watching.
Yeah, of course.
Because of course. LeBron's a baby back bitch. 80 is LeBron's baby back bitch.
Nice.
And the two of them together literally are best friends with all the refs and the NBA. So, anyhow, moving on.
Yeah.
Looking at Cam, and do you see him extending career-wise with Belichick? Do you think Belichick can get him his career turned back around to where Cam has a run like Tom did? Not a 20-year run, but like say like 5 years, like a short like.
I don't know.
Do they get a Super Bowl with Cam?
I don't know. For some reason, I don't see him like sticking with Cam.
You see him moving to?
I see him like trading Cam.
Really?
Next year.
Really?
I don't know. I think Belichick, he's just never had a running quarterback like that. I feel like it's just not his style. And I feel like he's going to get all maybe worked up and be like, maybe this isn't like who I want as like my franchise QB. Draft someone and then.
Well, it's almost like Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy Bridgewater comes in for 5 games last year, goes 5-0 with or 5-1 with the Saints, and now he's a starting quarterback again.
Yeah.
And Drew Brees is down.
So I think he could just do what Belichick always does.
Yeah.
Is he holds on to a QB? He
nurtures him
You know, breastfeed them, and then. And then sends them on their way.
Basically.
And then they go to the next team.
Tom was breastfeeding for a long time.
He was sucking on the nip for a while.
20 years.
20 years on Belichick's nip.
43-year-old on Belichick's nip.
Nice.
Very nice. We like that.
But I don't know. We'll see. I mean, they got the COVID. So.
No, Cam's got
plus, the COVID. Yeah. So everyone has to pay for it. So no one can like play right now.
The Broncos are getting fucked in this situation. They're playing at 3 p.m. on Monday, Denver time. They're flying in at midnight on Sunday. And there's some smaller weird
stuff. Who do they play? Oh, didn't even
know. They're playing on Monday, 5 p.m. Eastern time, 3 p.m. Mountain time, 2 p.m. Whatever the California time is.
I don't know. Well, yeah. I don't know. We'll see what Cam can do.
I like
if he can stay successful, if he can stay healthy,
yeah,
is like the first number one thing.
Yeah,
I think they ran the system really well. They don't have no defense.
They never have had defense. They haven't had defense
they've
since.
Had some good. No, nope. They got Gilmore. Okay, they've had some good.
They've
guys.
Had some great defense.
They just had eight
they
people at the beginning of the
they
season.
They haven't had
out
a great. Starters. You're right, and they haven't had a great defense since they went 16-0.
They have great players. I don't think they've always had, like, the great
defensive
scheme.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Because they've just been so off, yeah. Offensively.
Well, Brian Flores, their D coordinator that was after Matt Patricia left, that had a pretty good solid run there for a couple of years,
yeah.
Is now the head coach of Miami.
Yeah.
So, and Miami's letting, I was told I was wrong today. Miami's governors, or Flores' governor, said they could have all the fans in the stadium, but the nice. World's football team said no, so. Can you imagine? Okay, Miami.
Well, I mean, Trump's from Florida, right? Or he lives in Florida.
I don't know.
He Trump, like, lives in Florida, so he's, you know, he's going to be like, let's fill the stadium.
Probably.
Did you get that meme I said?
No. Oh, the fly? Yeah, I did.
And that would be my bone. Funny, huh?
Shane sent a picture of... So for you guys, I've watched
the vice president's head.
The fly on the vice president Mike Pence's head. Somebody decided to Photoshop OG Mudbutt on top of it. And everybody knows the OG Mudbutt picture that I'm talking about. It's the one where he's sitting on the side of the bed. That's all I'm going to say. Everybody knows what it is. Don't go look it up if you don't know what it is, because you're not going to want to see it.
Go look it up.
Yeah.
For the boys.
Go look it up. Because then it's going to... It's just... That's a meme... That has been used over and over and over again, and it's like it never gets old. Like, everybody loves seeing OG Mudbone sitting on the side of the bed.
They love seeing him, or they love seeing other stuff
like,
that are part of them.
No. just him.
Depends on what you're really looking for right now. I sent it to Kimbo in the group chat.
And you should send it to the Paul group chat.
Oh, yes. That's what I'm going to do right after this. I'm going to send it to Chip. I sent it to Sam, Lindsay's husband, and Cody. Sam was like, what do you say? He's like, ah, oh, just so huge or something like that. And then Cody was like, you just have never seen Joe's wiener. I was like, Joe's just packing.
If everybody wants to,
Joe and Christian are just packing together.
If everybody wants to see how big Joe's penis is, just go look at the Lake Powell big pictures on Shane's on Books. It might be on Books of Brewskies.
It is on Books of Brewskies.
You guys were wearing Speedos.
They loved us in the Speedos. Cheers.
Socks.
Cheers to that. And I hope everyone is having a good Friday night, honestly.
I hope everyone had a great week.
How do we feel like quarantine hits? You know, early, whatever it was, I don't even know, back in the day. Where do we even think? It's kind of weird. Like, where does he even quarantine stand right now?
Back in quarantine, he used to be like, yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Back in now, but now it's just like back in quarantine.
I'm like, everyone have a fun Friday night. Like, I feel like some people now, like, you know, people are going out and stuff like that. Like, what do we even feel with quarantine right now?
I like kind of like, forgot, like,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
life
what
is like our normal life now, like, is what, like, we basically graduated, like, what we thought was life into a new life, and then we're having to, like, relearn how to, like, work the world. Like, we can't go out to, like, we can't go downtown. We're not going to any games right now.
But people are going out still.
Well, yeah, but, like,
there's rules, but, like, think about this. But there's, like, not rules. Like, you gotta wear the mask so you walk to the table. And then once you get to the table, no mask, because quarantine monster's not at the table.
Okay, here's one for you.
But when you walk from the table to the door, the quarantine monster is there.
So at Mountain, I'm not going to say it. The high school I worked at, a school I work at, and I've seen this at multiple schools. Okay, they've put, like, you know, like on the street, like, you know, you go one way and the other way, like on the road, right? Okay, so there's a yellow and black tape line down the middle of the hallway. And there's arrows going on one side of the hallway and arrows on the other side of the hallway. Like, okay.
So
that yellow and black, so they walk back, like, against each other, like, one's breathing
in the space. Is it a double yellow line, or is it dotted?
It's dotted, technically. So, like, if you put your blinker on, you can pass.
You can pass the person, but you have to keep your mask on as you
pass. While you pass, but you can take it off back in your lane.
Nice.
But no, like, if you look at it like that, like, in reality, like, I didn't think a black and yellow line could block COVID, but I guess it does.
It does.
It won't cross over
6 feet apart.
My favorite part about it, the bathroom there's the urinals on the wall, okay? They say they have, like, a please stand back 6 feet sticker on the floor from the urinal.
No, they don't.
So, like,
I get their premise behind it. It's like, okay, don't stand too close to the dude in front of you peeing. But, like, at the same time, you look at it, you're like, well, am I supposed to pee from back here? 6 feet away. Like, the first time I saw it, I'm like, am I supposed to stand right here and pee into the urinal 6 feet away? Like, I don't know if I pee 6 feet.
Stand away 6 feet. That's what it's.
So, I'm sure there's some stupid freshman high school boys. As there is in every school.
Oh yeah, they're like, trying to piss from 6 feet.
Hey guys, how far can we piss? How far can we piss?
Not that, like, far.
And in reality, they miss. That's everywhere.
I mean, they get 3 inches ahead, and then your stream only goes about like 2 feet.
So. Yeah, so basically, they're peeing on the floor.
Yeah. So everyone's peeing on the floor.
But anyhow,
that's funny.
My first thought is like, okay, well, I'm supposed to stand 6 feet away from the urinal.
It's crazy life out there right now.
It's interesting. I mean, but it's fine. It is what it is. We're learning a new way of life. We can't go to games. We can't go to concerts. So that's basically been forgotten about. I have seen
these. Yeah. How are people surviving? This is a question for the viewers. How are people surviving without concerts right now?
I mean, like, I'm fine.
I mean, like, you're fine, but like, you're fine.
Like, I wanted to go to Motley Crue in August,
but that's what I'm saying. Like, we're fine. Yeah.
Speaking of,
but we're not like rock bands. No, we're fucking. Speaking of
rest
Shining
in peace,
Frontier, but
no, and rest in peace to Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah, it's R.I.P. I'm about to learn. I gotta learn some guitar music.
You gotta learn Eruption, the song before.
Eruption.
Shut the fuck up.
I'll look at some of the stuff. I got the electric over there. I did restring it, but I kind of fucked up, so I actually probably need some new strings.
Just got the chills. Anyhow.
But I'll be jamming on that. I'm going to sing a song for the people out there.
We're going to have a live.
We're going to have a
listen on the Books of Brewskies live stream.
We're going to make our own fucking music intro, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to jam, and then we'll sing together.
The new Borat movie is coming out.
What?
The new Borat movie is coming out.
Oh, Jesus. Perfect timing. I love it.
By
the way, they already made a new South Park with everyone with masks and stuff. I was watching. Okay. I know you love South Park.
I watched the first episode last week and I watched this week's episode. They didn't touch on a lot of things they were going to touch on. But South Park gets away with so much shit. The cops replace the teachers. And then just have a shooting free-for-all in the classroom? And kill Token?
No. Did you see what happened?
Yeah.
They had
Cartman and Kyle got into a fight.
No, they were in their desk. Yeah, they were in their desk, and they had their little glass.
Their little glass, like, box.
So, like, Cartman and Kyle jumps on Cartman, and they tip over, and then the like, teacher's like, oh, everyone calm down.
They just start shooting. No, and Token gets clipped.
They start shooting. They just
They shoot
the
guys aren't familiar.
And then
they're
like,
familiar.
They're like, he was in the
There's two black characters in the history of South Park. You have Chef, who hasn't he died off
Chef
on the
died.
Show. Oh, like 10 years ago. And Token. Token's the only black
Token,
student.
Yeah, I remember Token.
At least as of recent that I can think of. Token was shot.
Jesus.
And I don't know how South Park gets away with a lot of stuff they do.
Dude.
I mean, I think the way they get away with it is they literally like
their contract like perfectly where they can like use information and they just can't get sued. Like, they can do whatever they want.
Last season,
they wrote it a while ago.
So last year,
a whole bunch of
when all the ICE like camps were going on, like the like essentially like the concentration camps for all like, the little Mexican kids and the families like on the border when they were taking them away, like deporting them. Last year, there was an episode where Cartman gets all pissed off. And if you guys watch South Park, for the 20 years, Cartman's hated Kyle, and Kyle's Jewish. I'm sure some of you know where I'm going with this and like where South Park went with this. But basically, Cartman calls ICE. They go pick up Kyle, who's Jewish, and his whole family. Kyle gets put in a camp. And I don't know how South Park got away with this one either, but they're like calling off names, or like, you know, all the
Mexican names.
Jose. yeah, right. And so, you know, they're calling him off. They're like, Kyle Broflowski. They're like, wait, what? How did you get in here? He goes, I'm Jewish. And the cop, or the ICE cop, goes, oh no, we can't have him here. Everybody's gonna think we're racists. And I'm like, basically, the whole gist of it, South Park literally makes fun of things that go on that are just the most aggressive way to do it. And they get away with it. Because I think in reality, obviously they write their contract, they with Comedy Central, they can do whatever the fuck they want. But they don't like hone in on one thing. They make fun of every little thing that he's, goes he's on. Like I mean in season 16 they made fun of the Washington Redskins name and that whole situation
originally. That was wild.
Yeah.
Have you seen all the conspiracy theories on like Simpsons and South Park?
I've never seen the South Park ones. I've seen the
Simpsons. The Simpsons one with Trump?
Yeah.
Like they did an episode in like 2010 that Trump was going to be president. And that
it was 2002.
Was it 2002?
Yeah, it was 20 years ago.
Dude, it's wild. It's kind of freaky in a way because they have so many conspiracy theories and they do something and then all of a sudden it changes.
For you guys that don't know, go on Google, type in Pat McAfee, Simpsons time traveler. Pat McAfee on his podcast literally goes into like a 10-minute conversation. In 2002, The Simpsons predicted this. And this is how I'm proving that the director and creator of The Simpsons is a fucking time traveler. We debunk time travel because he's fucking like 18 different things he's like predicted in the show. Coronavirus, the Hornets, Trump being president. What else is? I mean, there's so many other things I probably don't even know of.
Wild. That's kind of cool though.
Yeah.
Now you can watch like episodes and be like, oh, is this gonna happen?
So one night.
Get your history.
Okay. So one morning. This is a whole other podcast. One morning. This is like in July. This is right after the whole Pat McAfee thing. I watched it with one of my athletes. His name's Ty. He's an Army lacrosse player. Anyhow, we're sitting in the gym. It's like 5 a.m. We're both we both had a monster. We got in the gym like 4:30 that morning. And we start going down this path of like time travel. And like it was right after they had like NASA had like, oh, there's different dimensions and all this shit. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah, so I've gotten in deep codes.
So we're sitting there talking. And I'm like, bro.
Interstellar, man.
Interstellar. It took me like 3 years to figure out
the answer right there.
It literally explains in depth the different dimensions of time.
Yeah.
So you look at this, and you see.
It's a real thing.
The time's going in reverse, but time's also going forward, aka different dimensions. You look at the movie Interstellar, right? And you already know where a path I'm going on this. So in time right now, it's 2020, right? But okay, we'll call it the fourth dimension, reverse dimension, whatever you want to call it. They're going backwards. So in theory, they are in the future. And when they travel, they're going in the past. Yet we can't travel to the future because we have not invented the technology to travel back to the past yet. So you have the dimension that's going backwards, traveling back to our time, which is basically our time right now, telling us everything that happens in the future, right? So the Simpsons guy, he's from the fourth dimension, right? We're going in one dimension, one way, and they're coming back the opposite way. So they already know everything that's going on. And that's the whole...
That's what I'm saying. But they scientists have basically proved that time traveling is possible. Yeah. The issue that they have is...
We don't have the technology to do it.
Yeah, we don't have the technology. And you have to be able to... basically, they talk about like kind of like G-forces or move your molecules. Yeah. Like it's like the speed of light, right?
Well,
like
the
speed
of
sound. Like they broke the speed of sound with jets and stuff like that. So we see it. But you don't hear, you hear the sonic boom and stuff like that. Same idea. That's the same idea. You got to be
light travels faster than sound.
Yeah, you got to be able to travel that fast to be able to time travel.
Well, it's like
but your body's got to be able to take that.
You have to be able to like
G-forces.
Your body gets morphed down in like all these different things. And there's like different.
So
like,
when you show back up, you could be in
like different. Well, there's a Family Guy episode about that.
Yeah,
where.
That's why in Interstellar they talked about the black hole. It created that speed.
Yeah, and so like in Interstellar, right? They're here in 2020, but in 2020, time's traveling 10 times faster than them in the sixth dimension because they're in a slower time frame than we are. And then the whole fucking premise of the movie.
What's his name? He
Matthew McConaughey.
They age like 10.
His daughter is like 70 years, and he's aging like. A year. He was gone for like 5 years in his time, but like 70 years in its Earth time. And so somehow, in some way, he goes into a different dimension, comes back to his dimension, aka what I was just talking about, where the fourth dimension comes back to the first dimension where we're in right now. Right?
Yeah.
If you watch the movie, he's in one part of the time frame of the dimension while his body is in the same time frame in a different dimension.
Yeah, when he's
knocking
doing
the books,
books yeah,
and knocking the books off, they're like, oh, why are these books falling off the wall? Well, it's himself warning him to not go to the fucking third dimension.
Yeah,
boom, time travel's real. I probably just sounded like I was on some sort of shit
there. Dude, it's real.
I hope everybody followed that.
I need some weed. No.
I don't even know why.
That was a conversation, like, where nerd wanna listen to it. And
basically
just, yeah. But no, man, we had plenty of conversations about that. It's wild. At some point, I wonder in our lifetime, it's weird to think, because, like, our parents were in the 70s or whatever, 60s, whatever. They talk about, like, technology, right? Mm-hmm. They're like, well, they would never have cell phones or this one. And now we're here and we have all this shit. So it's like, we're going to be now the next parents' generation. Like, what's next after?
Time travel.
They've been trying to talk about flying cars for a while.
Elon Musk already has probably traveled to a different dimension with SpaceX. We don't know it yet. But with that being said, supersonic speed and planes are happening again.
Yeah.
There's a company in Centennial that's created another Concorde type of plane. Sorry, you brought up supersonic and I was like, oh yeah.
No, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's going to be crazy where technology takes us. But I'm going to say one thing before we end this. Is technology going to kill us? Or is technology
going to... on the topic of iRobot.
Or is technology going to advance us? Quick answer, what do you think? Because on the path that we are going, this is what I think real quick. The type of life that we live, the fast-paced type of life, we've made technology, right? And we now, what happens with technology, everything that we start to make now, we try to make things easier, right? Like life easier with it. Like, okay, the computer can store your files, can store this, can have this.
All in the cloud.
Yeah, they're all trying to make it easier. But what ends up happening is it's like we have to add another thing to make something else easier. So it actually becomes more
complicated.
Yeah. So I think eventually, I don't know. I had this weird feeling the other day that I think eventually, like, whether it's 20 years or something like that, we might backtrack and realize that some shit that we build is fucking us up. And I think we might, at some point, I think they have to find something that specifically really makes life not as complicated, because I think we're going to have a ton of mental issues. Or we're literally going to try to go back to a simpler life with demolishing some type of electronics. But now that's a hard thing to see. Like, let's say we got rid of cell phones. Like, it's almost impossible to think that would ever happen.
Yeah.
But
we could go back.
I mean, if you really think about it. So what happened was this is why I was thinking about this. I remember I lost my phone this mix up with this lady ended up grabbing my phone, like training or whatever. And I didn't have my phone for like a day.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like when being at Lake Powell, when you don't have service, I mean, we ended up having service, but typically you don't. So you don't have your phone for a day. You know how much life like is different without your phone? No, like you don't just miss it, but you realize, like, dude, if you didn't have a cell phone, I'm like driving. I'm like, dude, I couldn't call anybody. I'm just like, dude, I could just fucking do whatever I want. And you're like, if I wanted to go see you guys and I had no phone, I'd have to go to your house.
Or use the calls in the house.
Ring the doorbell and like, can't creep in today. Like back in the day.
So that's
what's crazy is people don't realize how much technology is kind of fucking us up right now.
It's up off, literally off the grid, right? I mean, we have like power, we have refrigerators, all that shit, but there's no phone service.
Yeah.
And so as soon as you get up through your canyon, basically 2 minutes after you hit the canyon and you're coming outside of Fort Collins, you lose service and you go off the grid for, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days, depending on how long you're going for. And you kind of forget about the outside world. You kind of forget about what's happening here. You kind of just live where you're at and more live in the moment. You're not so worried about Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, MySpace.
And you kind of realize a lot of that shit, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't
matter.
But
then when you have it,
you don't want to live without it.
Well, when you have it, you're like, fuck, it matters because you're trying to accomplish something more in like your work life or more in like moving yourself up in like the work world, basically.
Yeah.
And some people use it as just like attention.
Yeah.
But then when you get in those situations and you leave away, like I said, like Lake Powell and stuff like that, you realize like it really doesn't matter.
You're more worried about hanging around with the people you're with and like doing what you're doing. Like, you don't worry about it. Like, I mean, we only had service at the houseboat. We wouldn't really didn't have service once we got on the channel. And you kind of forgot about your phone other than the fact that you're like had to like take pictures. And most of the time we had the GoPro and like whatever.
Yeah.
But like you really don't think about it. And really, to be honest, I feel like none of us really touched our phones except for early in the morning or at night when we were really doing stuff.
Yeah.
And it's a different world. And I guess, you know, if you look at it like that, I mean, you look at movies in the past, like why technology is bad, we're just fucking ignoring all of them.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at like Skynet and Terminator and iRobot and all the robots and Will Smith and like
all it's about the, to do it now.
Yeah, like we were about to deal with that like head on. Yeah. And like I just saw, I don't know how true it was, but I think I saw somewhere that they're trying to like make dinosaurs again or some shit. Like we have movies, why you don't do that?
Like Jurassic Park, where they're actually
like you don't
try to mix DNA.
Yeah, like you don't make Jurassic Park. That's just stupid.
We're gonna make a Jurassic Park. That'd be kind of sick, though.
Yeah, and
but it'd also be
stupid.
Because then people are gonna die.
I'd rather just go to Legoland.
They're gonna be walking Legos, man. They're gonna be
like, beep, beep, beep. That's fine. You only have to be 50 to 99 to build that, and it's going to take a week.
It's going to be wild.
It's going to be $2,000 because the Millennium Falcon Lego set is $1,000.
Really?
Yes. Like to build the Lego Millennium Falcon.
But not the Legos.
Yeah, it's just a Millennium Falcon.
Like, yeah, the old one. No, that's my dad's.
Bro, the Lego Millennium Falcon is $1,000.
I'll build that shit.
I'm not going to go buy it. Okay.
All right. I'm just kidding. I used to have a lot of Legos.
I had a Lego train. It's my favorite thing.
I had a Lego land, man.
That's a fucking
my
place.
Dad and I got a freaking cardboard freaking table, and then I put a whole bunch of, I made a little city with my Legos.
Do you remember, good time. I don't know why this popped in my head. You said cardboard table. Do you remember that video that went nuts? It would be crazy right now on TikTok. But how animals eat their food. You remember that video? There's a video on the internet about how animals eat their food, and these two guys like act like animals, and it's fucking hilarious.
Oh yeah. And they're like,
yeah,
I remember that. That was mine.
No, that was just YouTube. That was YouTube. Yeah, like 2009.
He's like how a T-Rex, and he's like,
yeah.
And he like smacks his head.
And he's like a rhinoceros and just fucking plows
it. Yeah, I remember that. That's funny. But yeah, I mean, to end the show, like I said. Do you think technology is going to kill us or is it going to save us?
Basically,
I mean, technology has done really well in diseases and fixing a lot of issues, but we as humans create a lot of our own issues.
Yeah.
And we see mental health right now, that is a big topic.
Yeah.
And how much stress and all this. And eventually what happens though is humans evolve, so eventually like humans are gonna gain be able to control a lot more, like be able to whatever we say when we say multitask more. That's gonna happen with
Elon
a lot of
Musk
these kids.
Wants
they're
to
gonna
put
start
a fucking chip in all our brains.
I know. They have chips in the finger now too.
No, but he wants to put chips in our brain to control shit. And he's doing it in like squirrels and shit now or something.
But I think eventually the way of life I think will possibly kill us.
Yeah,
and it's gonna be crazy, and our kids are gonna be in a crazy generation.
It's gonna be like I Am Legend, but somebody's gonna come up with a cure for cancer. It's gonna actually turn everybody into zombies.
Yeah,
and then Will Smith's gonna save the world.
Yeah, literally Will Smith,
Will Smith. Yeah. Like not Will Smith from any of the movies, just
Will
Smith.
Will Smith. He's the actual Will Smith.
And Morgan Freeman's gonna be in the background, like
he's gonna be narrating it and like videotaping. He's like
Will Smith goes.
He's like on the typewriter. He's like. And Will Smith goes down. down into the train station.
Okay.
But yeah, so
the summary of this episode. Bill Belichick, greatest coach of all time. Cam Newton going to be on the Patriots for a year. There's multiple dimensions. Time travel. The Simpsons
technology.
Predict everything.
Yeah,
technology kills us. Will Smith saves us. Thank you for listening to episode 29 of Books and Briskies.
I like that. Thank you. Thank you. Well, actually, I was going to mention one more thing. I was going to say, when you said about your cabin, I was going to say, what's crazy, because I was talking to my dad about this, is like blue collar jobs.
Yeah.
The amount that like you don't really need your phone as much, like let's say if you're working on a farm or something like that.
Yeah.
You really don't need technology because you don't need to be talking to people.
Yeah.
Like in a job where like you have to talk to a whole bunch of clients and stuff like that. What I think, like I said, are we going to be able to produce enough more hands-on jobs that run the economy in later on? Because everyone's going to college and trying to do a lot more technology-based and more white-collar jobs instead of blue-collar jobs. That was a topic that we can talk about next time, but that was something that I wanted to bring up, because eventually with technology, are we going to be able to sustain blue-collar type jobs like house building, anything.
It's going to be done autonomously like with technology.
That's what I'm saying.
But we'll talk about that next week.
Can everything be done like that? I don't know.
Next week on the show, we'll be talking we're going to watch The Social Dilemma this week on Netflix. I've heard some shit about that.
Social Dilemma?
Oh, it's like a Netflix documentary about basically telling us how social media is controlling our lives.
Nice.
I had like 6 athletes watch this last week. And delete their Instagrams because they're like, holy fuck, Instagram's controlling it and knows everything I'm doing.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
Of course it does.
Supposedly. Instagram's algorithm.
Nothing is private anymore.
No. Instagram's algorithm knows how long you're going to stay on a photo based off who posts it, how many times you're going to look at their profile.
Ah, no wonder why I see what's her name.
It also knows like...
No wonder why you see what's her name.
Yeah. dude, shut the fuck up. No, it tells you like... So like, say like... Megan Fox, right? You double tap all her likes and you stare at her picture for like 10 seconds, but then scroll back past Jay Khan's picture because it's something stupid.
Yeah.
Right? And then it's like, oh, another Megan Fox picture.
Then
you see less of Jay Khan, you see more of Megan Fox.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, and for you guys that don't know who Jay Khan is,
it's all been like that. And I told John this all the time. Like when you search something even on the internet, somehow Instagram knows.
Yeah.
Because then the ads end up being what you search on the internet.
Okay, so I hired this guy named Josh. He's one of our coaches at the gym, right? So one day I'm on the phone. I'm like, hey, what if we, like, it was right before when they canceled football. I'm like, okay, we're going to, like, plan this quarantine, like, combine shit that you guys kind of did delete.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to do it up north at Erie High School, whatever. I said, what if we need to get, like a tent or whatever? And this was over the phone, okay? This is over the phone. I said, you know, maybe this wasn't even over the phone. This is in person. Bro, we were in person. I'm like, we need to get one of those tents that has like our logo on it. He's like, oh yeah, I'll look into that later. Bro, not shooting you, fucking 5 minutes later, I'm scrolling through Instagram and an ad for those the tents and the flags and shit. Yeah, dude. Yeah.
That's exactly what happened. Same when I searched on the internet and I was looking for like the Iron Neck, because I wanted to do like we had it at Montana.
Yeah.
Strengthen my neck, and I was like, maybe I should get this to help like from having concussion and stuff like that. Literally the same thing. I go on Instagram and the ad was for Iron Neck.
Yeah.
You motherfuckers. Dude, everyone's... That's what I'm saying. You got no privacy. There's nothing to hide. But that... It's not necessarily a bad thing, because honestly, why stress about it? Like, just fucking...
Well, it's basically...
If the government's going to look up something, or if they're going to find something, they're going to find something.
It's like Toy Story.
It's just how it is.
It's like Toy Story.
So you got to just deal with it.
When Woody in the first Toy Story is like... Because we toys see everything. That's the government. That's our phones.
Yeah.
I'll see you guys next week.